I have a few announcements. First, I'd like to say that we have with us today Charlie Summers, Dr. Charlie Summers, who is a known commodity to Hebron. We welcome him back, and we just love to have him here in the pulpit. So welcome. Another wonderful announcement this morning is the rose that you see here on the lectern is for Mary and Peter Austin's new granddaughter, Lucille Johnson. A very happy welcome to the world and a congratulations to the family. Okay, now let's get on to the other announcements. We have the Operation Christmas Child ongoing. The May items are coloring books, small notebooks, and they can be deposited in the green bin in the back. And there are some other things that are on the list that we still need. So when you venture that way, take a look and see what you might be able to add to those bins. We have an update from Noah.
The Lord be with you. As you may have heard, if you were with us last week, we have begun a playground campaign. We are going to build a new playground for the children of this church and this community. As I told you last week, there would be packets that you could pick up this week. They are in Holman Hall on a table, and they are in stacks that are alphabetical by last name. If you are in our directory, you have a packet. Whether you are a member or a friend, you have a packet that has your name on it. And so I would invite you to go and pick those out and read through the packet in full. It has all the information, the initial information about the cost, about what is needed to raise, pictures and graphics and all the things. There will be more opportunities to ask questions about this ongoing campaign. But I would invite you first to read through that packet because it has a lot of that information already in there. And if you know somebody, if you're going to interact with somebody this week who is not here today, I invite you, you can take their packet as well and give it to them. There are also, they're called blank packets because they're for folks who may not be in the directory yet. So if you don't have one that has your name on it, that means you're not in our directory, so I need you to come to me and give me your information to put you in our directory. Thank you.
And finally, today we are celebrating the Lord's Supper. This is the Lord's table, and it is Christ who offers the invitation. All those who have been baptized in the name of the Triune God are welcome to eat of this meal. It is the practice of this congregation that we take the elements all at once after they have been distributed. Are there any other announcements? If not, let's prepare our hearts for worship as Marcus plays the prelude.
Thank you.
Thank you for that beautiful prelude. Please rise and join me as we are called to worship. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand.
Oh, that today you would listen to God's voice.
All who are weary and need rest, to all who mourn and long for comfort, to all who feel worthless and wonder if God cares, to all who fail and desire strength, to all who sin and need a Savior, the living Lord Jesus welcomes you here and greets you with these words: grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. We do praise and bless you, Almighty God, because you did not abandon us to darkness and the shadow of death, but sent Jesus Christ to rescue and redeem. For in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. So as you have gathered us this day to worship and adore you, aid us with the power of your Spirit, that we may worship in spirit and in truth, giving you the glory. And may we not leave this place without knowing that you have met us here. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our call to confession and prayer of confession this morning. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, let us humbly confess our sins together. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us amend what we are and direct what we shall be so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life is gone. Behold, the new life has begun. Therefore, as a called and ordained minister of the Church of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Assured of God's forgiveness, let us confess the faith which holds us fast, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. Good morning. Thank you to Pastor Noah and the session for the invitation to be with you here this morning. It's always a delight to worship with the Hebron congregation. I did notice that on the Presbyterian Church calendar, this is Older Adult Sunday, so I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I'm glad to be here. As we prepare to read Scripture, let us pray. O Lord, open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive all that you have in your word for us this day through Christ our Lord. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On this Communion Sunday, when we come to the Lord's table, I want to look at this central beatitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be fed. A blessing pronounced on hunger and thirst for what is right and good. Now, I want to remember the context. You know your Bible. You know Matthew's gospel starts with a lineage of Jesus' ancestors. We want to know who his people are. And then there are the birth stories, and foreigners come from the east with gifts, both royal and funereal. And then Jesus is an adult. He's baptized. He's tempted in the wilderness, and he comes out preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is near." Later, he'll teach his disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So this kingdom of heaven has to do with God's will being done here among us now. The kingdom is near. And then we get the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is the beginning of the teaching ministry of Jesus. Chapter 5 should begin with all capital letters, "Now hear this." And we get what this kingdom is about, what this kingdom looks like, who it is for, and how it is different from the other kingdoms of this world. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the gentle. Congratulations to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be fed. Now, I have a problem with the word righteousness, because righteousness has become a religious word in our language. We get it out of the old King James Bible, and the only place you hear anybody use the word righteousness is in a church building. The English word has become a pious word. In the inner city neighborhood where I worked in Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a saying that went like this, that some people were so heavenly minded they were no earthly good. That's sort of what we've done to this word. Remember, Jesus was Jewish. He spoke Aramaic, not King James English. And so the context for all of the Beatitudes is not Jesus, my Savior, my personal individualized religion about my individual soul. It is about the community, the Jewish ethic of caring about neighbors. Righteousness is based on a Hebrew word, tzedek. Tzedek. I know you are a high-tech congregation with computers and screens and streaming, and so I have a high-tech audio-visual here. It's called Magic Marker. Okay? The word is tzedek. It means what we translate righteousness, or right and good. Hear from the Bible that Jesus knew, Deuteronomy. Because the Lord your God is God of God, Lord of lords, the great and mighty and awesome God who does not play favorites or take bribes, he enacts tzedek, justice. For orphans and widows, he loves immigrants, giving them food and clothing. That means that you must love immigrants because you were once immigrants in Egypt. Proverbs 31, speak out on behalf of the voiceless and for the rights of all who are vulnerable. Speak out and judge with tzedek, righteousness, and defend the needy and the poor. The word appears 200 times in the Old Testament, the Bible that Jesus was raised on. Love God and love your neighbor, the ethic of community caring, of tzedek. Congratulations to those who hunger and thirst, who yearn for a world where tzedek is done for the needy, the destitute, the stranger, where the community takes care of the vulnerable. For then the kingdom of heaven is near. It's at hand when this happens. Hunger for tzedek is required because this is not the world that God intends, as you and I know. Jesus pronounces a blessing on those who refuse to accept the status quo of the rich trampling the poor or the powerful ignoring the needs of the weak. The Exodus firmly places the God of the Bible on the side of slaves who cry out for liberation in this world, not some heavenly relief later on. When I was 15 years old, I was in the youth group at Grace Covenant Church in downtown Richmond, and there was a young woman in that youth group that I was sweet on, that I was following around and, you know, paying attention to. And she volunteered that summer to help with an inner city children's program, an extended vacation Bible school. So being a very spiritual person, I volunteered as well. And we went into this very rundown community. And in the first day, we went around and knocked on the doors of apartments to invite children to come to the vacation Bible school. And I remember how stunned I was at how awful the apartments were. I remembered very clearly a baby in a diaper only crawling around on the dirtiest floor I'd ever seen indoors and picking up a milk bottle and sticking it in his mouth. Later, during the vacation Bible school, one morning I was waiting on the front porch and boy came up that I knew, about 8 years old, and I noticed he was wearing shorts. And just to make conversation, I said, Johnny, what's that red rash on your legs? Thinking it was poison ivy. And he said, oh, it's roach bites. He had bugs in his bed at night. I lived 3 miles away up in Ginner Park. There were no bugs in my bed, and there was food on the table reliably every night. That summer was my introduction to the fact that this is not the world that God intends. Blessed are those who long to see something different here and now, who desire a righteousness that means the community cares for each other, and even the strangers who come into its midst. If you get out your book of order of the Presbyterian Church, you're going to find the six great ends of the church. Number five, the promotion of social righteousness, tzedek. Number six, the exhibition of the kingdom of heaven to the world, this world, not the next. The kingdom of heaven here and now, God's will done on earth as it is in heaven. The Presbyterian doctrine that we rightly hear from the pulpit is that we are saved by grace through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, which means we are set free to serve God's purposes. Our Presbyterian theology says we are saved to serve. Simone Weil was a French woman, a Christian, a mystic, a writer, and she lived before and after World War II. She survived the Nazi invasion of France. And later she wrote, "It is God's job to worry about me. It is my job to worry about others." Righteousness is a community word, a caring word. The nation of Israel has a great honor that it bestowed on Gentiles who rescued Jews during the Holocaust. They are called the righteous among the nations, the tzedekah among the nations. They broke laws, they disobeyed the government, they hid Jews, their neighbors. Tzedek, not religious piety, but actions that saved the oppressed from the oppressor. So Jesus begins his teaching ministry. Now hear this: blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then he ends the teaching ministry. If you go over to chapter 25, the final parable of Jesus in Matthew is the parable of the sheep and the goats, where we read, "Then those who are righteous will reply to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Are thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and welcome you? Are naked and gave you clothes to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And then the king will reply, 'I assure you that when you have done it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done it for me.'" Righteousness. Blessed are those who know that this is not the world that God intends, who are dissatisfied with the status quo, and who are willing to work for God's tzedek, community justice, fairness, to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are saved to serve. Our goal, our call, is not merely to know more about chapter 5 of Matthew, but to be a place where righteousness is done among us and in our community. Blessed, how happy, how fortunate are you who hunger and thirst for tzedek, for a righteous response that cares for those in need, because God will answer that hunger. They will be fed and we will be fed. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The earth is the Lord and the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Therefore, let us give of our life and labors to the Lord our God.
Before our ushers come forward to take the offering, the anthem this morning is a setting of the Beatitudes. You'll find it on page 172 in your hymnal. There's no quiz, I promise. But there is a refrain that I would love for you to join in as you learn it, as the choir sings it, just to help involve us as a community. So it's 172, blessed are they.
Spirit.
O most gracious and holy God, you pour out your gifts in abundance on us. You say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom, and they shall be filled. As you have filled us, so we give and dedicate these gifts to fill the whole world with your justice and peace. Bless them and help us to be good stewards of them to the glory and praise of your name. Amen. We come now to the table of grace. As you enter Hebron Church on a communion Sunday, the first thing that will hit you is that the communion table is covered with a white tablecloth. And there have been many reasons for this practice over the years. It comes from a Scottish tradition. And many people think that it was really a practical thing to keep bugs and such out of the communion elements. But as of many things in the church, we use the practical and give it spiritual meaning. And so now as we cover the table, as it is covered, it represents Christ lying in the tomb. As he was covered in the grave cloth, so our table is covered. And as we approach the table, just as Mary and the women approached the tomb on the third day, the veil is lifted, the stone is rolled away, and we proclaim Christ is risen. And it is a proclamation that this meal only happens because Jesus has risen from the dead. That just as he raised both body and blood into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, so he meets us in the cup and in the bread as his body and blood to feed us with himself and to raise us to new and resurrection life. So as we come in the power of the resurrection, which he meets us with his grace and mercy. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and all who believe in me shall never thirst. Friends, this is the Lord's table. Christ invites those who trust in him to share the feast he has prepared. But first, let us turn to God with thanks and praise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. At your word, the earth was made and spun on its course among the planets. Your hands formed us from the dust of the earth and set us among all your creatures to love and serve you. When we were unfaithful to you, you kept faith with us. When we were slaves in Egypt, you broke the bonds of our oppression, brought us through the sea to freedom, and made covenant to be our God. By a pillar of fire, you led us through the desert to lands flowing with milk and honey and set before us your way of life. You spoke of love and justice in the prophets, and in the Word made flesh, you lived among us, manifesting your glory. He died that we might live, and is risen to raise us to new life. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent to save us. He came with healing in his touch, and was wounded for our sins. He came with mercy in his voice and was mocked as one despised. He came with peace in his heart and met with violence and death. By your power, he broke free from the prison of the tomb, and at his command, the gates of heaven were opened.
The one who was dead now lives. The one who humbled himself is raised to rule over all creation, the Lamb upon the throne. The one ascended on high is with us always, as he promised. Remembering then all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this cup from the gifts you have given and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ for the world. We pray for all nations. Let the message of your saving power spread throughout the world, that the dominion of death is no more. We pray for our community. Let the doors of this church be open wide as we go forth in love and service, and as others come in and find home. We pray for loved ones. Give hope to those who wait for good news. Turn their mourning into dancing and their sorrows into joy. Nourished at this table, O God, may we know Christ's redemptive love and live a new life in him. Give us who are fed at his hands grace to share our bread with the hungry and with the hungry of heart. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, when we shall feast with him and all your saints in the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. As often as you eat of it, do it in remembrance of me." And in a similar way, after supper, he took the cup. And after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Take, drink. This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink of it, do it in remembrance of me." And so it is, as often as we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim our Lord crucified and risen until he comes again in glory. These are the gifts of God, and they are for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. the body of Christ broken for you. Take, eat. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take, drink. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus Christ, for the gifts of grace we have received from your hands, the filling which you have promised. Now send us forth to reflect your light, proclaiming your saving death and resurrection until you come again in glory. All this we ask, praying as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thank you.
Now may the Lord bless us and keep us. May God make his face to shine upon us. By God, lift up his countenance and give us peace now and until the kingdom comes. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.